Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking to all you Pisces out there. You sweet, wonderful Pisces, happy birthday. Today the sun moved into, I'm just looking at the time before I say moved. Yes, it's already in Pisces. 3:04 p.m. Pacific time, 6:04 p.m. Eastern time. Sun in Pisces. Over the next few weeks, we will be celebrating all things Pisces. So tonight's show is dedicated to all you Pisces out there, and the sun will be in Pisces until March 20th. So this is a good time over the next few weeks to pursue any creative endeavors, get involved in the performing arts and spiritual pursuits while the sun is in Pisces. And Pisces is symbolized by the fish. And if we think about two little fish swimming in different directions and following the stream wherever it may take them. So there's a lot of symbology around Pisces and the symbol of Pisces and the stream or the water that Pisces, the fish, swim in. So they swim along in the currents, and it's the water represents the emotions, because Pisces is a water sign, as is Cancer and Scorpio and so on and so on. I'm going to cover everything in detail in tonight's show. Also this week we have a super moon, a full moon super moon in Virgo, and that's happening on Tuesday, tomorrow morning. So early tomorrow morning there will be a super moon, full moon at the very first degree, within the very first degree of Virgo. So this is a week really being helpful and helping others and knowing that we are all connected and we're all joined in some way. So the super moon in Virgo is of being of service. The energies of Pisces, Pisces energy is very charitable and compassionate and caring energy. So you put all those together, and that's the sort of week that we are looking at. So what can we expect during the next few weeks while the sun is in Pisces? So the sun moves into Pisces, that's today, the 18th, and during the next few weeks, we may want to connect more with our inner world and spiritual life, rather than paying so much attention to the material world. And that's also really important because, you know, Mercury is also in Pisces, and we're in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde. And if you didn't hear last week's show, go to the On Times archive and have a listen to that show. I talked all about the retrograde, the shadow of the retrograde, and what we can expect. So this is a good time with Neptune, the ruling planet of Pisces, also in Pisces, with the Sun and then Mercury and the Mercury, soon to be Mercury retrograde in Pisces, it's a good time to use the imagination. Many of us will have a very strong imagination, which can be put to good use in making music or painting or dancing, writing poetry or fiction or whatever it may be. Or we could just simply let ourselves daydream about the future. And, you know, what do we want for the future and vision our ideal or our ideal life for the future? So we might find, especially if you're a water sign, or you have any planets in water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And if you don't know where your planets are besides your sun sign, get a free chart wheel from my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week you can follow along on the show when I talk about how the planets are affecting all of us in that week. So if you are a water sign this week, with all this Piscean energy, it's important that you pay attention to your dreams and daydreams. Listen or look at the messages that you'll be getting, because there could be some profound guidance from your subconscious. Also, keep a dream journal and make notes of what messages do come your way, signs and symbols during this time. And many of us will be feeling a lot more sensitive with all this Piscean energy. So be careful with feeling overwhelmed by people and responsibilities of daily life. So it's like we can tap into our creative expression, which will be a lot more effortless than usual. So it's possible that many of us might feel misunderstood, especially if you are a Gemini or even a Virgo, Sagittarian. So just pay attention to that. But with this energy of Pisces, the sun in Pisces, it could be that that you've got one foot on the planet and then the other one is resting somewhere else with this sort of energy. Many of us might want to escape the earthly plane. So just watch for that as well. So it's like with this sort of influence, it's really good to look for positive ways to transcend the ordinary through creative expression, meditation, yoga, you know, any sort of spiritual practice. It's a great time to go on a retreat or otherwise withdraw from socializing and any sort of busyness that we all get caught up in. Which is what we call life. So, and if you don't have a positive outlet for any sort of detachment, try not to fall into the more negative expressions of this energy, such as the addictions, illusions, or avoidance. But really, with the sun in Pisces and these other planetary energies in Pisces, you know, we're going to be big softies with this energy, really sentimental. Very sensitive, as I said, and sensitive to the environment and to our relationships. So it's important that we all take extra alone time to rest and recover when it feels like it's all too much. And also get plenty of sleep is really, really important during this time period for the next few weeks. So happy birthday, Pisces, and that's today, February 19th through March 20th. And Pisces is symbolized by the fish, and I said before, the fish swimming in the stream representing the subconscious mind or the winding path of life itself. And Pisces is very go with the flow, so they swim along in the currents and take what comes and throw off rainbows as they go, typically. Pisces is a mutable water sign, and Pisces is very good at, they don't need to be the leader, that's not what they're about. They're very good at, you know, changing direction when need be. Pisces is a very romantic sign. It tunes in on an intuitive psychic level to its friends and lovers, intuiting their emotional needs and doing what it can to meet them, typically. So Pisces is a very caring, compassionate sign. As I said, it's ruled by Neptune, the planet of illusion. Pisces thrives on fantasy and imagination, and Pisces can also be a champion of lost causes, helping other people, even to their own detriment sometimes. And they also have a very, very good imagination, is why they make great actors, artists, and performing artists. So Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune is often called the planet of illusion. And that's because it rules all things illusionary, the intangible, the ethereal, the abstract, the elusive. So dreams and fantasy fall within Neptune's realm, as do spirituality and idealism. So it's easier to understand Neptune if you think of it in terms of that which can't be defined. Things that are changeable and that not only have no discernible boundaries, but that you literally can't put your finger on. So Neptune is the planet that can make your day pleasant with daydreams, but can also confuse your sense of reality. It's sort of like if you think about, have you ever fallen asleep and had a dream, only to find when you woke up that you just couldn't be certain whether you imagined if that was a dream or if it was real? Have you ever had that experience? So that's the flimsy curtain of Neptune. So it's drifting, between reality and fantasy and blurring the lines between the two. That's what Neptune is all about. And so Neptune can make life more pleasant and more difficult, and sometimes at the same time. Be aware that something might not be as it seems when it comes to Neptune. And so Neptune is also very highly romantic. It gives us the overwhelming sensation of falling in love and for the utter disillusionment of finding out that you've been misled, on the other hand. So that's definitely Neptune. Now, Neptune is the second of the three outer planets. And yes, Pluto is still a planet. And so Neptune is impossible to see with the naked eye. And it was discovered in 1846. It takes about 165 years to orbit the sun. And it stays in one sign for about 14 years each time. It has eight moons. And it's the blue planet. And so it has wild storms with the strongest winds of all the planets. And with its retrograde, because, I'm always talking about Mercury retrograde, which happens three times a year, Neptune is retrograde about 44% of the time. So that's Pisces' ruling planet, which is Neptune. And Pisces, as I said, is a water sign. And so the other water signs are Cancer, Scorpio. And the water signs are the born nurturers of the zodiac. The water signs are very sensitive to fluctuations in their environment, as well as within their loved ones. And they're always taking care of other people there. They're picking up the emotions and feelings of others. So sometimes the water signs, Pisces, can veer into oversensitivity. So the water signs do need to be careful with that, but they're not taking on too much. It's all about, knowing how to transcend and reach out to others in a way where you're not giving too much. So it's like, what Pisces tends to do is transcend its own needs and feelings in order to reach out to someone else who may need the help and support or a shoulder to cry on. Pisces wants to help everyone and everything. So if you are fortunate enough to have a Pisces in your life, you will know that they have the biggest heart of all, and they will give and give and give. Very psychic, very intuitive, very caring, very compassionate. Pisces is incredibly empathetic and, of course, romantic. And so, for Pisces, the connection of their own soul with another is the most fulfilling experience of all. So Pisces and the other water signs tend to gravitate toward fields that can draw from that nurturing emotional sensitivity, and that's, taking care of other people. Now, as I said, Pisces is a mutable sign, and so the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And so these signs possess an element of changeability. So it's all about being flexible and being able to sort of turn on a moment's notice, not digging heels in and so on. You might be, say, a different sign, but then you might have a lot of mutable planets in your chart. And so that would make up more of being more mutable than, say, if you're an Aries and you're a cardinal Aries sign, but you have a lot of Pisces planets. Well, then you'd be more mutable even though you are born under a cardinal sign. That's typically how astrology works. So with mutable signs, and Pisces is willing to adapt to changes as they occur and, typically won't put up too much of a fuss if the plan deviates from its original path. Pisces and the other mutable signs, they're ultra adaptable. But on the flip side, because, everything has a flip side or a shadow side, there is a certain amount of inconsistency that does go with that. It could be sort of wishy-washy. It's sort of like because, you're not really standing for anything if you don't have a lot of fixed or cardinal influences to sort of support that. So immutable signs typically don't place a high premium on stability. It's more about going, their interest lies in the flow of things or going with the flow of, thoughts and creativity and, life in general. So some people think stability is often associated with maturity and instability with the lack thereof, but it's not really about that. It's really about, life is constantly changing. We live with changing conditions and in some ways it's like if you can't adapt to the changing conditions, then how are you going to survive? That's one way to look at it as well. So, basically the mutable sign Pisces, the most equipped of the zodiac to roll with life's punches is most definitely the best way to view that. So I'm going to talk about Pisces when Pisces is with the other planets. So, I've just talked about the sun in Pisces. But what about if you've got the moon in Pisces or Mercury in Pisces in your natal chart? And what does that mean? So right after the break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Wishing all you Pisces a happy birthday. Tonight's show is dedicated to Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac. And then next month we will be celebrating the new cycle and the astrological new year. And that coincides when the sun moves into Aries. So just before the break, I mentioned that I was going to talk about Pisces with the planets. And so sun in Pisces, so if you have sun in Pisces, if you're a Pisces, now Pisces is one of the most misunderstood signs of the zodiac. And maybe, you know, you might feel misunderstood a lot in your own life. A lot of Pisces go through life with that. So, you know, because Pisces knows that what we call reality is in fact only a small bit of the true larger picture. So, you know, there's a nebulous world that most people don't really understand or know about. So, you know, some Pisces have to be very careful because knowing that there is something else beyond reality, and they need to be very careful that it doesn't devolve into evasion or avoidance, you know, in reality. So a lot of Pisces are unmotivated by worldly concerns and live in a world of infinite possibilities. You know, dreams, day and night, grand ideals, being highly sensitive on every level. So it's like it's important that Pisces maintains purity in the environment, relationships and actions, that sort of thing. Now, if you have moon in Pisces, you might find that you're a mystery to many people and, you know, elusive, spacey, dreamy. You're not really meant to be here on Earth at all. You probably have vivid dreams and maybe an instinctual urge for transcendence, which could lead you into trouble because, you know, that would come into the reality of, you know, avoidance through addictive behavior and so on. And Pisces moon people can sometimes be easily led by other people or easily influenced. Unreal idealistic expectations of others and so on when it comes to relationships. So it's important for Pisces moon people to have a constructive way to live out their imagination, and that's through the performing arts or creativity, creative projects. And any sort of spiritual side is a good way or a healthy expression to sort of have that side to help with the reality. So so with Pisces moon, it's very much about making sure you always protect yourself as well. And having spiritual and mystical things in your life can also help. Now, if you don't know where your other planets are, get a free chart wheel from my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week, and particularly now, you can follow along and see where your moon is and where your other planets are and what signs they're in and how the weekly influences are affecting you. Now, if you have communication planet Mercury in Pisces, now this is something different. And this is where Mercury is right now. It's in Pisces. And it's very uncomfortable with Pisces. So it's like if you have Mercury in Pisces, you might find that you say one thing, but people hear something else. And you're sure you're with the program until you arrive at a meeting that started an hour ago. And, you know, you didn't mean to look overlook the crucial details when you're giving your partner an important message, but you just temporarily forgot about it. So these sort of miscommunications might be typical. And if you could express yourself with smoke signals, touch or telepathy instead of words, that would be so much better for people with Mercury in Pisces. So staying on track and getting to the point can both be a real problem for you because you get distracted by details and derailed by auxiliary stories. So sometimes with Mercury in Pisces, your logic doesn't follow the same path as it does for most others. So you can arrive at a different place given the same information. And you do tend to see beyond the literal and read between the lines and hear the unspoken story. So getting your thoughts and ideas organized enough to write a paper or article can be sheer torture sometimes for anyone that has Mercury in Pisces. And so typically you might avoid or procrastinate until it's sort of too late with Mercury in Pisces. But mentally you're very flexible, which is good because it means you're not stubborn in your thought. But it also means that you can't always keep a grip on your opinions. If you have Venus, love planet Venus in Pisces, this is a really nice placement. Venus likes being coupled up with Pisces. And if you are lucky enough to have Venus in Pisces, it means that you are sweeter than sugar and softer than a pillow. Maybe an incurable romantic, and you live your own little dream world at least as much as the cruel world will permit, especially when it comes to relationships. You will most definitely have rose-coloured glasses, which is not such a bad thing. And are probably very creative, artistic types, and mix in those sort of circles. And that's probably, you know, what drives you. So your concerns typically with Venus in Pisces are not of those of the earthly plane, and you can be very distracted by sensation and pleasure, and so take care with not getting too involved with hedonistic activities too often, but you need to be also aware of your own sensitivity and pay attention to that inbuilt radar. But when it comes to romance, you probably fall in love in a split second, but it's really, it's more that you're in love with love and not so much the reality of the person sitting across from you. So just be aware of that. If you have action warrior planet Mars in Pisces, you are often more oversensitive than you realize and probably notice that your physical energy has higher peaks and lower valleys than that of many other people. It's important that you get enough sleep, most definitely, and that you honour your body in that regard by resting when you need it and taking regular breaks. And assertion can be a real problem for you if you have Mars and Pisces, and you're probably better at acting on behalf of others than for your own benefit. And if you don't feel comfortable expressing yourself forcefully, well, that energy can easily turn into passive-aggressive behaviour. So that's something you need to be aware of. And when you don't feel comfortable with your emotions or problems in your life, it's also very tempting to escape into avoidance or addictive or damaging behaviour. Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter is a planet of expansion, and it actually is the co-ruler of Pisces. So you're probably someone that has a really large vision. Life is just a stage and we're all players on it with Jupiter in Pisces. And you might have some yearning to return to your spiritual roots or some sort of religious or spiritual practice will be crucial for you to your inner happiness. You have a very expansive nature, embracing as much of the universe as you can handle, including as many people as you can. You're probably really tolerant, meet people easily, love the diversity of your friendships. You don't want to exclude anyone with Jupiter in Pisces. You're very sympathetic, compassionate, and so on. So you also probably have a very strong intuitive ability, probably very psychic and very sensitive on many levels. Be very careful with avoidance behaviour. Saturn in Pisces. Now, this is interesting. This is people born, I've been seeing a lot of this lately, people born around 1965, 1966 especially, and then, of course, 29 years after that. The Saturn in Pisces, issues with boundaries. So you might spend a lot of time worrying and being fearful about things that aren't even real. So when you become courageous enough to face down your fears, you'll know that they'll just evaporate into nothing. So just be careful, chronic insecurity about the future, even though things might be fine today. And you might also have a struggle to stay grounded, especially during those times when you just rather throw in the towel. There could be some sort of melancholy there with this influence of Saturn in Pisces. And it's just important that you really do maintain your boundaries. And then Uranus in Pisces, these are people born between March 2003 and March 2011. So this is the younger generation, and it's generational, of course. People that have Uranus in Pisces, it's about revolutionizing the fields of healing and spiritual activity, and in particular, technology for the advancement of these areas. So it's going to be very exciting to watch these people grow up and see what they do to help make these changes. And of course, this generation will also find an unusual way of expressing their compassion. Neptune in Pisces. This is April 2011 through January 2026. So babies being born now will have Neptune in Pisces, and it's a 14-year period, and it's very much about help refine the purity and of the gross sort of materialism that we live in at this time that's overtaken the world. And maybe people born of this generation will revitalize spiritual practices all over the world and seek to establish maybe healing centers and spiritual retreats and thinking about other people, you know, reaching out, that compassionate side of Pisces. So people born at this time, babies born at this time, hopefully are going to revitalize and revolutionize, how we think about others and know. And it's also about, being connected. And I'm not going to do Pluto on Pisces because that's not in our lifetime. But North Node in Pisces, North Node is the path of destiny and where we're headed this life, leaving behind issues from prior lifetimes. So this is definitely what I sort of said about Neptune. It's like this life, anyone with North Node in Pisces is very much about, aspiring to the divine, I think is probably the best way to say it. So rather than dividing and analysing, if you have North Node in Pisces, you now bring things together and search for commonality, seeing that people are more alike than they are different. And so it's like the wonderful thing is the closer you get to oneness that connects us all, the further along your karmic path you will progress. So it's quite exciting because it's sort of like the very end of the cycle, very close to enlightenment is one way to think about it with North Node in Pisces. The Pisces with the planets. So now I'm going to talk about Pisces compatibility. So Pisces and Aries. Now this is a really interesting combination because Pisces is a water sign, Aries is a fire sign, so you've got fire and water together. Active and passive natures. It's interesting for sure. And signs that are next to each other in the zodiac do have some commonality because probably you share some inner planets because, Mercury is never far away from the sun. Venus is never far away from the sun. So typically Mercury and Venus will be in the same sign as the sun or the sign before or after. That's why signs next to each other in the zodiac, there is a connection and something that's understood between them. So with Pisces and Aries, you understand one another on a deeper level, which is what will bring you together and bind and bond you. And Pisces especially can tune into Aries' deeper nature. But there will be times when you do look at one another and think, what? Question mark. You're both idealistic, but not always realistic. Pisces and Taurus, I really like this combination. So you two will enjoy a sweet, gentle connection right from the very start. You make a great match of friends, lovers, long-term partners, whatever it is. You're very romantic, and there's a wonderfully intuitive connection between you. You'll also complement one another really well. Taurus can be Pisces' rock, providing the practicality that Pisces seeks. And Pisces, you can open up Taurus to a world of dreams and possibility. Pisces and Gemini. Gemini is far less emotional than Pisces, but you actually do have plenty in common. The both of you are indecisive and impressionable, adaptable and flexible, changeable. Because of these similarities, you enjoy an innate understanding of each other's natures. You're both mutable signs. So Pisces can follow Gemini's whims with less trouble than the other signs, and Gemini understands Pisces' unrealistic side, but you both tend toward grand schemes with little practical foundation sometimes. Pisces and Cancer, a great match, another great match, both water signs. So that's sort of like the basics of compatibility in astrology. Same element starts with a great match. So you two are very similar in nature. You're both romantic, sensitive, dreamers, and so much so that at times it might seem as though you can read each other's minds, and you probably share big dreams. And Cancer, you can help Pisces make those dreams become a reality, and you're connected on a very deeply emotional level. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking all about Pisces. Pisces compatibility. If you're a Pisces and a Leo couple, Pisces, you will adore the lion, your lion, for its strength and courage. And you'll find the protection and direction you need with Leo. And you both possess big dreams, but Leo is more inclined to go after them. And you're both incredibly sensitive. Leo, I know you don't want to hear this, but you don't like having your feelings hurt. At least Pisces is intuitive about such things and can take care of your wounded ego during tougher moments. Pisces to Virgo, and it's good between you, it's great, but when it's bad, it's awful. You're opposites, and in the zodiac as well as in life, you are both flexible, accommodating, and nurturing, and you're willing to look after each other, and you balance one another really well. Virgo, you can help Pisces take care of the mundane side of life, and Pisces, you can show Virgo the importance of romance and emotion, but you also tend to try each other's patience. Pisces and Libra, your relationship will probably endure because you do have several overarching qualities in common, and that's you're both romantic and idealistic, and you're both caring, agreeable, helpful people who will take care of each other in a relationship. But you might stay together in the name of love, even if the relationship isn't really what either of you want. Pisces and Scorpio, you're both water signs, so you truly understand one another's emotional depths. Your connection is fluid and intuitive. And lots of times you feel as if you can sense the other's thoughts and you communicate on lots of levels and not just verbally. You're both romantic, sensitive and responsive and will be overwhelmed by the connection you share. Pisces and Sagittarius, you two have a lot of similarities, but your ideas and ideals will either match up or they'll be poles apart. And part of the problem is, though, you're both mutable signs, so you change your mind so often. You can be indecisive and changeable and just go with the flow. So that quality does work well with Sag, who's always charging off to one adventure or another. But Pisces is very sensitive, and Sagittarius may need to find yourself hurting the feelings of Pisces without even meaning to. Pisces and Capricorn, good match, very good match. You two complement one another very well. Capricorn's practical, materialistic nature paired with Pisces' emotional, sensitive one makes a well-rounded team. So that's very good. And Pisces, Aquarius, you two are very different and you may find it hard to make a comfortable connection. And Pisces, you really need that emotional bond to feel secure in a relationship. But emotional ties can make a loose Aquarius bolt in the opposite direction. Aquarius can't stand feeling tied down or restricted in any way. And Pisces might come across as a bit too clingy. And finally, Pisces, wow, what a romantic, dreamy, emotional connection you two share. And it's likely to be incredible, even overwhelming, but you could have a hard time staying focused or directed when you're together. Since neither of you is very practical, it may be difficult to build a long-term connection, but you are definitely devoted to each other and you share an intuitive bond that goes deeper than anything merely physical or intellectual. You probably finish each other's sentences. All right, tomorrow we have a super moon, full moon in Virgo. That's 7:54 a.m. Pacific time and 10:54 a.m. Eastern time. And this is a super moon, which means it's closer to the Earth than usual. And the super moon will form a really nice trine to Mars and also to Uranus. But it's, let me see here. It's an out of sign. Trying to Uranus. So during the Virgo supermoon, this is a time when, you know, we'll be feeling a sense of achievement and we should be noticing the progress of our efforts and tidy up at home and at work. Things will seem a lot easier to locate now that you've organized your stuff in more manageable piles. This is definitely a week to get organized and tidy up. So it's a good time to sort of like create the space and focus on health is another thing after this super moon in Virgo. And think about your exercise routine or lack thereof. So it's like give yourself time to reach the optimal goal that you originally set out to accomplish. And don't push your body beyond its limits. That's going to be very important. And so also this is a good time to sort of look at your job, see what you've achieved, and become more efficient, become more proactive, and really tap into those organisational skills that we all do have. So it's like enjoy the fruits of your labour as well. But it's a good time really with this supermoon, especially because it's forming a trine to Mars, to really focus on health, diet and fitness. And also it's very much about like what motivates us, what drives us on an emotional level. So emotional power blends with physical prowess with this energy of the full moon trining Mars. And we're able to express our emotions with ease and pay attention to our bodies. So we're feeling sort of very energetic and very successful in a lot of ways. Now, the full moon also trines Uranus. It's an out-of-sign trine. So this is a really upbeat energy, and energy will be running very high with this connection to Uranus. So there'll be a lot of thinking outside the box with this trine to Uranus as well, and feeling good about doing something different and not being afraid or not feeling stuck. So the other planetary activity this week is we have, on Sunday actually, we had Venus, love planet Venus, forming a really nice sextile to Neptune, which is a very nice energy, very romantic. It's like we're feeling a bit passive and receptive, more than active or assertive. Although that full moon connecting into Mars, it sort of gives us a really good balance. A lot of us, instead of work, we're focused on creative expression, art, music, nature, romance, soft lights, quiet music, nothing too loud with this sort of influence. And we're very easily influenced at this time, enchanted by images and distracted by glamour. Fantasies are much more compelling than reality. And so on. And it's very good for relationships too, with this socializing and romantic relationships. Also, the Sun sextile Uranus happened yesterday, same day. So progressive, innovative concepts seem perfect right now. People can look ahead and entertain what would normally be considered unique or even outrageous. And this is going on right now. You know, we're more open-minded than usual, curious, interested in change and reform. Progress is highlighted, paying attention to humanitarian impact of new plans. It's a great time for intellectual processes in a group setting, good ideas, born even more good ideas, perfect for brainstorming. Maybe interesting encounters with unusual sort of non-conforming people, getting woken up to alternate realities, especially with that Pisces influence as well. Be very interesting time to think outside the box or think different. Today we had Venus conjunct Saturn. Now this is interesting because it's like not just some bitterness going on. It's sort of like things might feel unfair. So relationships, you know, based on duty and obligation might be highlighted at this time. So it's like what we have to do to sort of respectfully submit to what we need to take care of. So instead of focusing on relationships, look outside yourself. So it's a good time to seek out an older person for counsel or guidance with this influence of Venus conjunct Saturn. This is all about getting wisdom from people that have got the experience or the insight, or, you know, they've earned the points to be able to counsel and advise us. And it's sort of like also manifesting your own creativity and really having structure around that. So any sort of type of organized, structured, yet creative place is a wonderful expression of this energy of Venus conjunct Saturn. Keep a tight grip on your pocketbook, though, because there might not be money to splash around with this. Also this week, we've got Mercury conjunct Neptune. Wow, this is like turbo boost psychic ability, that is for sure. It's a great time for trusting and listening to your instincts and your intuition. And so it's very much about, be careful with miscommunication, because we're in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde. Not a good time for negotiations, because it's sort of like things are not really obvious and there's a lot of confusion. Also, we've got Mercury fixed off Saturn, so that sort of grounds out what would be an extremely nebulous, confusing energy. So Mercury sextile Saturn is a very good energy for focusing, for mental discipline and attention to detail. You know, we should apply powerful mental processes to problem solving this week, taking methodical approach and utilizing the pragmatic, practical qualities that this influence promises. And don't give up if the cup, what's that saying? Don't give up if the going gets tough. That's it. Patience and persistence and perseverance will pay off with this influence. So tunnel vision does keep us focused, but shouldn't limit our perception or our perspective. It's good to sort of think outside the box, but stay focused as well, because our minds absorb and organize information quickly with this influence. At the end of the week, we've got Mercury square Jupiter. So just be careful of that. Friday the 22nd. Our minds will be stimulated, but overstimulated. Things are inflated. You know, we've got big ideas, grand plans. We're optimistic, but we're not realistic with this. So things are not very practical at the end of the week when Mercury squares Jupiter. We also have Venus conjunct Pluto at the end of the week. This is very intense energy. And it's like this could bring jealousy and greed to the surface. So just be aware of that. And so it's like we need to trust and let go. So it can be a very distracting energy. It is about self-control. So that's a good thing. So we can tune in and use that. It's actually interesting for money as well. Very intense around money, Venus conjunct Pluto. And on Saturday, we've got Mercury sextile Pluto, another great influence for digging deep beneath the surface and getting to the heart or the truth of something. Nothing will escape our attention. And we can use our powers of persuasion at the end of the week. But of course, integrity needs to be, you know, the first thing that comes up. So now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, rather than beating yourself up over your bad habits, take some positive action. Create some new beliefs, some new affirmations, and some new routines. If you're a Taurus, taking a big risk in love will pay off, provided done with the highest of intentions. So don't be afraid to wear your heart on your sleeve this week. If you're a Gemini, home, kids, pets and family are your focus regardless of what's happening at work or in the wider world. So get domestic matters right and you'll have a strong base from which to face everything else. If you're a Cancer, expect to be extremely busy with this errand or that piece of unfinished business, et cetera, et cetera. It could be a chaotic week, so make plenty of lists or use your favourite app to keep control over your schedule. If you're a Leo, they're not comfortable with someone intruding into your privacy, but you're finding it hard to shake them off. This week, matters could come to a head in a pretty large scale. So try to keep your temper and use your charm instead of your anger. If you're a Virgo, you're not used to being particularly assertive, but with the supermoon in Virgo, you're being urged to stand up for your own interests, first, last, and in between. So dig deep to find your courage and face the world. If you're a Libra, don't be alarmed if you feel very tired. You have a deep and spiritual need for some quiet this week. So avoid crowds if you can and try to spend plenty of time alone. If you're a Scorpio, other people in a crisis reach out to you for help. You can help, but at a cost to your own personal time. How badly do you want to assist? This is a matter of conscience. don't overlook your own needs, but do remember that you're part of the community. Sagittarius, for you, you'll find yourself in the limelight this week, whether you like it or not. At work, the spotlight falls on you and you'll need to prove your point. Keep doing what you do because you're heading the right way. Capricorn, a mini crisis of faith finds you wondering what you believe, what you trust, and what you truly think. Don't be afraid to explore new philosophical avenues. Changing your mind is a sign of strength, not weakness. Aquarius, having to rely on others irks you this week, but try to accept help graciously. You do more than your fair share of good deeds. There's no shame in being on the receiving end for a change. Accept that you are blessed and loved by many. And finally, Pisces, the emotional and spiritual connection between you and your sweetheart is highlighted this week. Irritating events may test your bond, but there's nothing to worry about where your love is genuine. You are stronger together. And especially Pisces with all that Pisces energy going on for you. That's it for me. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. This is The Astrology Show. Wishing you a great week ahead, and be sure to tune in next week.